The blitz there in that last series the other day against Cincinnati, typical of the way you want to do. Guys have talked about, you know, instead of reacting, being proactive. Can we expect to see more of that?
Well, I think you got to play every situation as it plays out. I mean, we were in a situation there where they had the ball around midfield. They needed a field goal to win the game, and so we had to be more aggressive. So I think you play every situation out, and that was a situation that we felt as a coaching staff, you know, called for us to bring some pressure, and luckily we had the right one called up, and we're able to get to the quarterback.
As you hit for Tennessee, there was a stop the run first. We have a veteran quarterback, so what's the defensive mindset?
Well, I think it's always got to stop the run. That's where we got to start, and they got a very explosive back that's at any time could break one loose, and so you got to be perfect in your run fits on every single snap, and so we got to make sure that we're consistent in that. And then, you know, obviously playing a veteran quarterback like Matt Hasselbeck, you know, I mean, obviously we faced him with the Saints last year and didn't fare so well against him, so you know, we got a work cut out against this team.
Why have teams had success against Chris Johnson of late?
Well, I think first and foremost, I think, you know, Jacksonville and Baltimore both have always been pretty good against the run. I think, you know, they put a lot of guys in the box. They're able to get off blocks, and that's kind of a key, is not just hold your gap, but be able to get off a block and make a play, and that's what those guys have been able to do.
Coach, how much is the staff kind of getting to know each other during games? Now, does it take a fourth quarter like that with a 4-minute and a 2-minute? Does it take those games, obviously, more than what's going on out here for you guys to kind of figure out how you're going to work together throughout the season?
Yeah, I mean, I think all those are learning experiences for us. You know, we are getting a feel for each other and the way that we think and the way that we coach, as well as the players and the way they react to different situations. So we're going to take in all those things and take in that information and file it away, so we'll have that for future use.
Raheem's been playing pretty far back there in the secondary, kind of deep center field. What's the philosophy there?
Well, the philosophy is trying to eliminate explosive plays. And so we play our free safety a little bit deeper than most people. And his job is to make sure everybody else can stay aggressive and keep the ball from going over our head. And that's the philosophy behind it.
So it's in no way a reflection that he's a rookie and that could change as he gets more experience?
No. And I think, you know, I mean, as he does get more experience, he'll be more aggressive in different things. But, at the same time, I think that's really our general philosophy for that guy in that position.
Why was the decision made on Mike Muhammad to be released?
Well, it's a numbers game, and at the end of the day, we were low offensively at the tight end position, and so the personnel people, Brian Zanders, John Elway, John Fox, you know, I mean, they make those decisions, and that's what they chose to do.
You don't get any input?
Absolutely not.
You brought it up, we would have never, but the last time you faced Hasselbeck, that was kind of a nightmare. Your thoughts on what went wrong that day?
Well, we just didn't execute the plan. You know, we had some guys in positions at times, and we couldn't make the plays when we needed to make the plays, and he did. And, you know, I mean, he's an outstanding quarterback, been an outstanding quarterback for a long time, and so, you know, we got our work cut out against him, and, you know, obviously he's got a good, talented group around him too. So, you know, it's going to be a challenge for us, but we're looking forward to the opportunity.
What has Kenny Britt done to elevate his game, do you think?
Well, I think the thing that he is he's big, he's physical, and he's fast, can catch the ball in a bunch of different spots. You know, I think just like with a lot of young guys, he's become more detailed in his assignments and what he's doing, and he's an explosive player, and we got to know where he's at all times.
How much difficult has that made it to, you know, defend this Titans offense? I mean, Chris Johnson kind of was the centerpiece of the offense, and you kind of knew you had to take that away, but now with him, you know, being able to stretch the field, how much more difficult as an offense are they to deal with?
Well, they're a lot more difficult. I think there's three things. I mean, I think the quarterback makes it more difficult to deal with. I think the receivers make them more difficult, and, you know, obviously the running back is a challenge. So, you know, we can't just say we're going to stop one phase of their offense. You know, there's several different things that we got to be able to do and be able to stop. So, like I said before, I mean, we got our work cut out for us. It's going to be a great challenge, but we're looking forward to the opportunity.
after after a couple, you've had to play a couple games without DJ Williams, and obviously a couple practices back. What would him being back do to this defense? How would it change it or impact it, I guess?
Well, I think DJ's an outstanding football player. You know, he's led this team in tackles for I don't know how many years, but I think he's kind of one of our leaders on the team, and so having a guy like that back would be real beneficial for us.
He's the guy who'd be making the calls, have the helmet.
Yeah, I think it'd be, you know, I think it'd be him and Joe Mays. I mean, we got to sit down and talk about how we're going to do those things, but he obviously would be very involved in the communication aspect.
What do you think he's done in his kind of rehab? It was kind of a gruesome looking injury when it happened.
I think he's done well. Like I said, he's come back out this week and been practicing on a limited basis, and I think he's moved around really well, and I'm anxious to see him get out and play.
Is it hard to integrate him back into the defense given, you know, he missed some practice time in training camp, I think he had a leg injury or something, then that injury happened, he didn't play much in the preseason?
Well, conditioning will be a factor with him, just like with anybody else that comes back after being out for a while. So, you know, we'll have to monitor that and see how he does conditioning-wise.
How do you feel about targeting injured players' injuries? We've heard some talk about, oh, we're going to go get Tony Romo. I know Kenny Britt and Chris Johnson have little things. How do you feel about that?
You know, it's a physical game, and, you know, I don't think you're going at anybody in any particular way just because they have an injury, but you know we're going to play the game aggressively just like we always do, and we don't really take into account what their physical ailments may be.
Dennis, there's been some prolific passing numbers so far. I know it's only a couple weeks, but do you think the lockout played a big role in some of the numbers we're seeing, the offense being ahead of the defense, you know?
Oh, I don't know about that. I mean, I do think that I think if you watch the trends over the National Football League in the last several years, passing game is really, you know, people have been really throwing the ball around a lot and passing for a lot of yards. So I think that's part of the trend in the National Football League for the passing numbers to be up. And I don't know that the lockout necessarily had a whole lot to do with that.
What position, in your viewpoint, needs the most synergy, the most OTAs and that kind of thing? Is it the secondary?
Well, from a defensive standpoint, yeah. I mean, because you have to make the most adjustments back there in the secondary, and the further you move away from the ball, the more things you got to be able to see, and so that obviously is part of the deal.
So do you think, given that maybe these numbers will regress a little bit toward the mean here in a couple weeks when the secondaries get more?
Well, I hope for our sake they do. I mean, you know, we don't want to give up 300-yard passers. So, you know, hopefully we'll continue to improve and continue to get better in that regard and execute our assignments a little bit more consistently. And when we do, we'll have success.
How do you think Wesley's played in the place of DJ?
I think he's played real well. You know, a guy that hasn't really played a lot on first and second down, to come in and play the amount of snaps that he's played, made a big play for us at the end of the game last week, and I think he's done a real good job for us.